The New Hampshire Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday in a case that originally made headlines worldwide. In 2017, a Wolfboro woman, Christina Fay, was arrested and charged with animal cruelty after 75 Great Danes were seized from her mansion. As NHPR's Todd Bookman reports, at issue in Fay's appeal is how photographs and video taken inside of the house were later used.
Right from the start, everything about this case was giant. The home, a 12,000-square-foot mansion set on 53 acres. 75 Great Danes living inside of it. Big, gorgeous dogs, many of them in need of medical care.
Police in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, started its investigation after being called to the mansion after neighbors complained of too much barking.
These are very large breed dogs, and they're living in absolute filth.
This case is not just about a few dogs being neglected. It is about reckless conduct.
Because of the size and scale of the crime scene, the Wolfboro police asked the Humane Society of the United States for help. Employees inspected and cataloged the dogs, and along with law enforcement, took photos and video that were later used as evidence. But the Humane Society also used some of those photos in fundraising appeals on Facebook. To Christina Fay's lawyers, that was a violation of her rights.
The lucrative market for private information about public figures, whether it's celebrities or wealthy people, billionaires, millionaires, whatever. There is an unquenchable public thirst for dirt.
Inside the state Supreme Court, Ted Lothstein told the justices that the Humane Society used its special access to a crime scene to generate profits. Sure, those images did eventually come out during trial, but releasing them on Facebook expanded the harm to Faye's reputation.
But the problem is that introducing it to trial for people who can watch it at a trial is a lot different than putting it on a social media platform that reaches 2 billion people.
But lawyers for the state dispute Faye's argument. Inside the court, Assistant Attorney General Susan McGinnis said that the judge who signed off on the warrant knew that the Wolfboro police would use outside assistance. She also disputed that the Humane Society cashed in on the crime scene. The group wound up spending more than $2 million caring for the dogs while they were held as evidence. In total, its fundraising appeals only generated $180,000.
They're accusing the Humane Society of bad motives and making money and personal gain. The Humane Society gained nothing.
She argued it would be improper to throw out a criminal conviction over the issue. Instead, if Christina Fay feels her rights were invaded, she should file a case in civil court. On the courthouse steps, Ted Lothstein, Fay's attorney, said courts have previously ruled that there are limits on publicizing information obtained through a search warrant.
The U.S. Supreme Court in Wilson versus Lane held that the media can't go along for a search warrant. So you couldn't have gone in there.
No matter how the Supreme Court rules, the victims in this case, 75 purebred Great Danes, won't be affected. Fay relinquished ownership. She was allowed to keep just one dog as a pet. Lindsay Hamrick with the Humane Society said that was the most important outcome.
We are grateful that the dogs have been in loving homes for the past 18 months and to be able to watch them receive the medical and behavioral support that they needed is really why we're doing this work.
The court is likely to release its opinion in the coming months. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.